The U.S. military is interrogating dozens of people detained in attacks against fighters in northern Iraq in the last few days. A U.S. Army spokesman was quoted by the Reuters news agency saying that some of these fighters may have links to al-Qaeda. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad and joins us now. Ivan, what evidence is there, if any, that al-Qaeda forces are now in Iraq fighting against the United States?
Steve, we haven't been offered any evidence yet since this initial statement was given to the Reuters news agency. In fact, the detention of more than 70 suspected al-Qaeda sympathizers does come as quite a bit of a surprise. We haven't really heard about these alleged links between the old Saddam Hussein regime and the al-Qaeda terrorist organization really since the war. So the American military spokesman who made this statement says the interrogation is ongoing, so we'll just have to wait until some evidence is offered to confirm this statement.
Are these all Iraqis, or are some of them foreigners that the United States is fighting against?
Again, very few details offered about this detention of more than 70 suspects near the northern city of Kirkuk. Now, the question about whether or not there are foreigners operating in Iraq at this time, whether they are participating in the resistance against the U.S. troops, that has been raised. The U.S. military has said that there are foreign elements operating in Iraq, both during the time of the main fighting more than 2 months ago and even now, slipping across from Saudi Arabia and perhaps Syria and Jordan. But the U.S. military has been careful to say that this does not appear to be state-sponsored at this time, and in fact has not blamed these attacks on foreign forces. It has been saying that this is likely to be Ba'ath Party loyalists, Saddam Fedayeen militia fighters who are continuing to fight against the U.S. military occupation here.
Ivan, just a moment ago you referred to something that hadn't happened since the end of the war, and it's interesting to think about that now because you do have, as you said, daily ambushes going on. You have the U.S. engaging in offensive operations in a couple of different places. It's beginning to sound like either the war is still going on or perhaps a new one is beginning.
Well, it does seem to be like some kind of insurgency against the U.S. occupation, and not throughout all of Iraq, but definitely in the center and to the north of the capital and to the west of Baghdad as well. Some of these attacks, I've seen the aftermath, they've definitely been carried out by professionals, not just angry teenagers, but people who can fire a rocket-propelled grenade at night while being shot at and actually, in one case, hit a third floor building, the third story of a building, five or six times in the middle of a firefight. That's a sign of someone who is trained and knows how to fight. The American military, they've come under mortar attacks in some cases, and that involves some serious military skills. The U.S. military has conceded that the attacks are growing more sophisticated in tactics and that there are indications of some coordination, but they're saying that this is not yet organized on a national scale, that these are still pockets of resistance, but probably trained fighters. Also saying that it's possible that some people are being paid to carry out some of these attacks on the U.S. patrols, and they have been lethal. The figures are at least 40 American soldiers killed since May 1st as a result of this violence.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.